We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Boy, that's a way to start a segment, huh? Jordana here, David at the helm. Paul's on vacay. And confessions fascinate me. They always have. If you've been listening to my show for any length of time, you know when I was on at night, I did a very short confession segment on it with an 800 number line where people would call in and leave their confessions. But it kind of dried up. People didn't want to confess anymore. So when I saw this article in The Guardian by Rob Manuel, I thought, oh my gosh, he's onto something. He got it. He asked people to send him anonymous confessions, and he learned horrible things about humanity. We are a bunch of beasts. But think about that concept. If you could confess anonymously, you know, like in the Catholic Church, for example, not really so anonymous because the priest knows who you are and all, but if you could confess anonymously, what a weight that would be lifted off your shoulders. Then you could let that demon out and hopefully release at least some of it so you didn't have to be carrying that weight with you. Well, Rob did find out horrible things, but he also found out some hilarious things. He runs really some cool Twitter sites, and I'm going to bring him on now because we're calling him from the UK. So it's late there in the UK, which is where he runs his sites from and writes from, of course. And he's joining me now to talk about these horrible confessions that people announced. Rob Manuel, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me on.
Well, why did you do this? Why did you start wanting to know about people's confessions?
Oh, it's really hard to know where it started, really. But like yourself, I've been interested in confessions for a long time. I remember hearing radio shows where I grew up in Wolverhampton in the Midlands in the UK. And there used to be this radio show that was on at midnight, called The Midnight Hour. Mm. And like locals would just phone up and confess terrible things. And I was fascinated by it when I was like about 14 years old. I'd listen with like the radio underneath my pillow. And so that's always been lurking around. But more recently, I generally put together kind of entertainment web projects for fun, sometimes for money. You know, it's what I do. Mm-hmm. And then along the way, I was talking to a friend of mine called Chris, and he was saying how the internet has changed through the years, and how a few years ago he could go onto a message board and he could like really let rip and rant about his problems at work or his problems at home. But with the rise of social media, it's meant that things just go viral now. So if he made a complaint that was specific, it would go viral, it would reach people, it would cause him a lot of trouble. And so he has to keep it all in. And mostly he just sort of sends it to me privately. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about what he was talking about, how, and I thought, oh, this is bigger than just him. He represents a feeling in all of us that we are all a bit buttoned up and we've got a lot we want to say. But if we say it in public, we might get ourselves into awful trouble.
That's why that's why the confessions didn't work in Minnesota, because maybe unlike the folks that you were listening to over in the UK, we were too buttoned up.
All you people just had nothing inside them to confess. They're just too good. I think also when you're trying to start something from scratch, because I've done a lot of internet projects, and so I've had to, in the early days, in many of them, you've got to make a lot of noise and kind of make it look exciting at the beginning. So if I, in many kind of things, I've kind of gone, well, okay, I haven't got any confessions at the beginning, so I'll get six of my friends to, you know, spend an hour posting lots of stuff, and that just creates a bit of a ball, a bit of energy that other people can join in on.
Well, Chris,
I'm trying to run a radio show, which I've never done, I'd be like hounding everyone I know to phone in.
To call in, right, because once one person gets on board, then people feel some freedom. But Rob, actually...
It's the swimming pool. You need someone jumping in the swimming pool first, or someone dancing first at the nightclub before the other people feel okay about it.
Rob actually started an anonymous Google form where he asked people to write their confessions. And you got an amazing 6,000 confessions.
Yeah, I think we're up to 7,000 now. I've got a word counter. It's now over 250,000 words that have been typed into this form, which is, you know, like four copies of a George Orwell novel or something.
We are going to tell you where you can get on board if you'd like to confess to Rob. But you also run this amazing account on Twitter called Fesshole. At F-E-S-S-H-O-L-E.
Right, yeah. You're doing much better than me in publicizing the name. Yeah, so twitter.com/fesshole.
Right.
And you can go there and you can read the confessions. There's, I think there's like 16 posted a day, every hour. Not 16 an hour, but you know what I mean? There's one an hour, but
I
don't
that.
Post them at night. And how it works is people type them into the web form completely anonymously. I have no ability to track them. I don't know what, I don't know any of their background. Google probably can track them, but I can't. And then I go through them and I pick ones out that I think might be worth sharing with people. And then a little bit of code runs away and sort of like puts them into the cyberspace. And it's collected up now 44,000 followers on the,
amazing.
On the Twitter account. Yeah.
And Rob, of course, kind of condensed this for an article in The Guardian at theguardian.com. And I just want to share with folks some of the ones that you put in The Guardian. Of course, you should go onto Fesshole and look at all of them. I promise you'll feel better about yourself if you do. And some of these are troubling. So if there are kids in the car, you might want to earmuff this one. But you wrote, the first one you wrote, everybody urinates in the sink. Now, Rob, I have never urinated in the sink.
Well, I've spoken to women. I mean, okay, fair enough. When we use the word everybody, I'm not including you.
Of course.
And next time I write the article, I'll put brackets, not including
you. Except Jordana. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I've spoken to a woman who says that she did urinate in the sink, and it was only in her student days when she was in student digs, and you'd have like a tiny room with a kitchen, not a kitchen, you know, with a sink in the corner. And she said, you know, rather than go out and brave all the other students in the halls, she might, you know, get up on that sink and make pee.
That's insane.
With the big white machine.
My producer David and I were talking about this. I said, I cannot believe that this is a thing. Not just the sink. The dishwasher was even mentioned.
Maybe this is just an insight into how horrible British people are.
No.
That's it.
Wait, David, jump in, because it's not just the Brits.
No, I you were very surprised by that. I was not at all surprised by that.
I guess it's a dude. I mean, Rob said obviously he had a woman, but right? Is that like a frat dude thing?
I mean, I lived in a house in college with seven guys, and I'm not saying
all
that
beasts.
Happened at our house, but
beasts.
I can see how you get there beasts. From there.
God, they're all beasts. All of you, you're the Brits, the Americans, they're all beasts. All of them.
They're all horrible people.
Horrible.
Yeah, no, it's obviously mostly men, but I'm amazed that it's not just sinks. That's what's blowing me away. People have been confessing about what, you know, into anything that's got a kind of like water out.
Horrible.
You know, it's obviously showers, of course, and also, but washing machines and dish dryers, whatever you call them, dishwashers.
Oh,
it's just, you know, people need to just learn to use the toilet. Really.
Thank you. I think Depends needs to start advertising on your Twitter feed because people need some help. Let's get through some more. Rob, you write, people are having a lot of affairs. So they're sleeping with their coworkers, their boss. Really? People are having this much sex?
Well, it's hard to judge, really. There's certainly people who are having a lot of illicit thoughts. There's been endless confessions of people going about how much they are in love with their coworker or how they're about to leave someone.
Wow.
You know, it's quite troubling, the amount of repressed passion that's beating in the heart of the international world. I don't know why they're having so many affairs, you know, because I'm obviously a good boy and I just sort of stick with my beautiful partner. Yeah.
You also write that people are in jobs that they hate and people hate their colleagues.
Well, the thing about jobs that hate was the amount of confessions and people just not doing any work. You know, they're talking about how they sneak off in the middle of a meeting to go and watch Grand Theft Auto 5 videos on their phone in the loo. There's people talking about how their boss got moved 6 months ago and they no longer have any work to do.
Oh,
and they're just sitting in an office and getting paid, like some kind of intro to Fight Club or something. People are, you know, I worry for the nation that we're sort of like on this, I say we, Britain, I worry that
yes.
Britain is this kind of like a clockwork machine that's running out of power and people are doing pretend jobs, just going into offices and nothing matters. That's my fear.
You also have a lot of confessions about thievery. People are stealing things.
People, there's a lot of theft going on. It's supermarkets that has enabled a mass larceny across the nation. It's like, I don't know how it works in the US, but in the UK, it's all self-service now in the supermarket. You sort of like beep, beep, beep.
Self-checkout.
Objects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, self-service checkout. It must be the same everywhere now.
Yes.
And people are like going, okay, fine. A fine fillet steak, you know, might cost in the UK, you know, £15. But you could, it'll be the same weight as a bag of carrots. So they're zipping it through as a bag of carrots.
Wow.
A lot of people just thieving the bags because in the UK now it's 5p a bag.
David's nodding. David, do you see this happening too?
I've heard many times of people doing that at self-checkouts.
Really?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. You just punch in the number for bananas as you're weighing your, you know, pork ribs or whatever you're getting.
Wow.
And it costs 29 cents a pound or whatever.
Okay.
It is.
Anyone listening to this, don't do that. Okay.
Do not do this. No.
Don't do that.
support our fine supermarket institutions that need to continue making money.
One hilarious one you describe, Rob, and we're talking with Rob Manuel, who wrote an article in The Guardian about anonymous confessions that he aggregated on a Google form. And he also started a Twitter site where you can anonymously confess your sins, and he promises that he will not out you at all. Everything will be anonymous.
Well, I cannot out you because it's all through Google forms, and only Google knows who's doing the confessing.
That one's at Fess Hole.
If any police ever get in touch, all I can ever do is go, you need to talk to Google.
There you go.
I have no information.
Let's squeeze in one last one. This one shocked me, Rob. Men confessed that they're wearing ladies' underwear a lot.
Yeah. I don't put those onto the account, but there's been so many confessions of men just saying that I'm on like a video feed. You know, they're videoing into their. To do a meeting, whatever you call it, a video calls the meeting, and they're sort of in their suits upstairs, but wearing silky knickers downstairs and feeling very fancy. And I just found it incredible. It's just the quantity of men wearing ladies' underwear. I had no idea, and it made me worried. Like to myself, like, is this good? You know, is this the thing I'm missing out
on? You should try it.
Should I be doing this? And I thought, oh my God, I'm being radicalized by my own terrible. Thing I've started. I don't want to be wearing knickers. Quite happy in my manly boxer shorts, thank you.
We won't tell anybody if you try because our underwear is pretty. So no judgment here. But Rob, it was a fascinating study and I'm so glad that you posted it. And thanks for agreeing to come on the show.
Tell
folks where they can go if they want to read the confessions or join in and maybe confess something.
Yeah, if you just go to twitter.com/Fessole, FESSHOLE, you can find it all out, or just type Fesshole into Google News, and that will take you to the Guardian article at the moment.
There's something about even reading them that's very cathartic, hearing that people aren't perfect and the internet, you know, isn't all Instagram photos.
Yeah. It's totally a reaction about, because everyone, you know, I love social media, but everyone presents their best face forward. Mm-hmm. And so the anonymity and it lets people get a little bit of the truth about their lifestyle.
That's right.
I think that's really important.
We love the truth. Rob Manuel, thank you so much for joining me. And I really appreciate all the work that you've done on these confessions.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.